You know, for some people, abundance is a source of joy, while for others, it brings up something else. And isn't it strange how something as positive as money can carry so many old stories? Stories of shame, of guilt, of not deserving, of needing to give it all away or reject it altogether just to feel okay. But today, we're going to do something different. Not by analyzing the past, but by releasing what no longer belongs to you, so your mind can return to its natural state. Open, receptive, abundant, and free. Because receiving abundance is not a reward. It's not a test. It's a natural part of who you are. And once you allow that truth in, everything else begins to flow. For now, you can begin to soften. Let the breath carry you inward, in and out, a wave of gentle calm. And maybe you've already noticed how easy it is to let go when there's nothing you have to hold on to. Each breath a little lighter, each moment a little softer. And even if your mind drifts, even if thoughts rise and fall, you can trust that something deeper is already listening. Because change doesn't come from forcing. It comes from permission. That's it. Imagine now a quiet place within you. A kind of inner vault where you've stored all kinds of beliefs. Some are beautiful, empowering, filled with light, and others may have come from someone else, from a long time ago. Beliefs like, I shouldn't have more than others. Money makes people selfish. I don't deserve to be wealthy. But none of those are you. They're just old clothing that no longer fits. And here's the beautiful thing. You don't have to fight them. You can just open the vault and gently set them down. That's it. There's a story about a river that once flowed freely through a valley. And it nourished the land. It filled the wells. It fed the people. But over time, the river began to dry up. Not because the source was gone, but because someone long ago built a dam. And no one questioned it. They just said, that's how it's always been. Until one day, a child wandered to the dam, placed a hand on the wall, and said, this doesn't belong here. And with just a touch, the first stone came loose, and the river began to remember what it felt like to flow freely again. You are that river. And now, as your subconscious listens, you may begin to hear a new voice. The voice of the real you. The one who knows it's safe to have wealth. Knows abundance doesn't make you bad, greedy or selfish. Knows giving and receiving are part of the same breath. You are someone who allows money to flow without apology. Knows that joy multiplies when shared. Accepts prosperity as easily as you accept sunlight on your skin. Because guilt was never yours to begin with. It was a script written for someone else. And now, you've set it down. And what's left is space, peace, and an open channel for receiving. That's it. And I wonder how soon you'll begin to notice the shift. Maybe it's when you say yes to an opportunity you used to second guess. Or when you receive something generous and feel no guilt, only gratitude. Or maybe it's when money flows to you from a place you didn't expect. And instead of resistance, you feel warmth, ease, excitement. Because you've become someone new. Or maybe just remembered who you really are. A receiver. A channel. A space where prosperity feels right at home. And in a few moments, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll come back to full awareness, feeling clear, centered, and completely free to receive wealth without guilt. 1. Letting light return to your body. 2. Feeling your awareness rise. 3. Bringing this new identity with you. 4. Light, clear, peaceful. 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and ready to receive. And as you move through the rest of your day, you may find yourself smiling more, receiving more, allowing more. Not because you're trying, but because you're finally aligned. You no longer shrink from abundance. You welcome it. You trust it. You honor it. And from now on, wealth flows to you, through you, and around you. Guilt-free, effortless, natural. Because you've returned to the truth of who you are.